What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to season 2, episode 34 of Late with Nate. Now, as always, I want to say thank you for all the OGs and the new listeners. I appreciate y'all. In other news, Anchor has updated itself. It is now Spotify for podcasters. Or just podcasters by Spotify for short. So yeah, it's a cool little update. Maybe that's why we were having that glitch with the last 5 minutes. I am going to see if it still glitches or not. Hopefully it does not. I don't need to update it because I just went back to it and it didn't tell me I needed to update after this little update they did on the app. So I think that's probably why we were having a slight malfunction. Who knows? We'll see. But if it start doing that, I'm gonna cancel it real quick and hopefully it don't fuck up the whole video. Granted, today's Sunday and I was trying to make a video not yesterday but last night. But it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I got to 30 minutes, and I fucking ended it. And I was like, you know what? I'm starting to slur my words. I'm not really talking completely, so let me just dip. Because I was like baked out of my mind, and then I was trying to do that shit. But I was like, nah, let me just do it in the morning. But now it's like, it's not late, but it's like almost 6. So I did try to make the episode yesterday, though. I really did. What was I trying to say? Later on in the episode, I thought I talked about my first threesome, I'll talk about my second one. But you know how I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna talk about the boring shit first, then leave the good shit at the end. That's how I know you watched it, bitch. Nah, but seriously, I hope everybody is doing all right. I'm excited for the springtime. New changes, new beginnings, new things. I'm definitely kind of stepping into like a new phase of my life. I can feel it. The energy feels different. I'm just doing different things. I'm starting to see myself differently too. Physically, mentally, which is nice. It's a positive. It's not negative. But at being almost 29, I'm just now seeing myself in that positive way. So it's like, wow. But yeah, I am. I will say this: having mental and emotional freedom is a double-edged sword. You are free from the shackles of what was once holding you back. And yet, you know, once you immerse from that, you must change and be reborn again. So you really have to reinvent yourself. Not change your morals, because I don't want to say, well, you go from, you know, being a nice guy to being a murderer. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, you know, focus on you, appreciate you, be more risking and daring and spontaneous with yourself more than others. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that spontaneous energy that you would put in somebody else, put that in yourself and see how you would flourish. And that's just where I'm going in life right now. And I gotta say, it's enjoyable. Because I spent so many years listening to people tell me, you know, I'm ugly, I'm never gonna have people to love me, I'm trash, I'm stupid. I have a college degree. I have a bachelor's degree in TV and radio. So I'm not a fucking idiot. People have said I was ugly as fuck, and you know, with me having a disability, oh, you probably don't, your dick probably don't even work, you don't even know how to have fuck. And literally right now, I could get naked right now and a bunch of niggas want to fuck me and they want me to fuck them. You feel me? I am loved truly by a few people in my life and I'm grateful for it. And how do I know that? Because through all these years, they still there in a positive way. Not a negative way. Not, it's been 20 years of bullshit. It's been good years of good energy, good time. It's only a few, but I can count on them. So I know I'm loved. I know I'm attractive. I know I'm smart. So what the fuck was I listening to naysayers for? Why the fuck was I not appreciating myself? And that's just where I'm at. Like, I'm not saying go out here and be stupid, because I'm still gonna have a brain, I'm still gonna think, I'm still gonna be smart. But that don't mean I can't have a little fun. You feel me? Like, I be up here overthinking everything and really was trying to be this model student. This perfect little kid, this, you know, morally compass type person. And the bottom line is like, my morals will never change. But that don't mean I can't give myself a little spice of life. You feel me? I just really am grateful. But I know, like, that old me, he ain't gonna survive. Cause he's so hurt. He's so broken. He like, ooh. So I gotta shed that skin off. I gotta be like, okay, let's start anew. And I truly am free now. Like, it's just like, it's like I've been in jail. And now I get out, and now it's like, you've been in jail, let's say you've been in jail for 28 years, right? Right. And you can finally get out of jail. And you go, okay, now what? What'd I do? I know what I want to do, but what'd I do? How I start? You know? But I feel good. I do. Feel a lot better than I did a couple weeks ago. And everything of why it happened and why it was so long makes sense now. It was the universe was trying to protect me. And I'm just happy that I have closure. You know? It always be like that with certain parts of your life. You don't want to accept the closure, but once you accept it, it's much more ease. Because I really don't feel as bad as I did a month ago. I really don't. And I'm so happy about that. Because I'm a dweller. I'm a worrier, I'm an overthinker, and it's just nice to let go. You know, it's a double-edged sword with letting go. But see, that's why you gotta let go of that old you. Because it's that old you that's saying, oh no, don't let go. But the new you know the deal and know what you gotta do to survive and protect yourself, you know. So that's what I'm talking about reinventing yourself. Like, you have to change. You can't stay the same and think shit gonna get better. It's not. And now that I'm understanding that concept with big parts of my life, it's just really difficult. I mean, it's not difficult. It's just, it's freeing, but it's also like, wow, I really gotta let that part of my life go. But now I have the freedom to be myself and be spontaneous, and you know, I don't have to, because I'm gonna tell you, I'm a family man. So honor in my family is very important. So I will sacrifice a lot of my wants and needs for my family. You feel me? But all in short, it's only a few people in my life that actually truly fuck with me. And I don't have to prove myself to the people that don't fuck with me anymore, because they don't fuck with me. They really don't fuck with me, and I know that. So now, I am free to be my own person. You feel me? I'm free to do my own thing. Now, I've always been a smart person. I've always had a good head on my shoulders. But I've always wanted to be a little bit more spontaneous and daring and outgoing. Now I can do that. Now I have the freedom to do that. But I gotta let go of the old me. Because he's so conservative and reserved and cautious. He gotta let go. And now that I'm learning how to adapt and adjust, it just feels good to get stronger out here. It really do. It feels good to get stronger. Because everybody be talking about, you weak, you this, you that. I ain't that weak, honey. Because if I was that weak, you wouldn't be trying to tear me down. Because if I was that weak, you would have already got me down. How about that? And I'm just really at a point where I'm not about to sit here and downgrade myself no more. I don't have an ego. I know I'm not better than nobody. But I am worthy. I am awesome. I'm sexy. I'm smart. People want to have sex with me. You feel me? Like, I'm not about to sit here and downgrade myself because some select of people don't fuck with me. You feel me? So it just feels good to know that I'm getting stronger. And really, it's just all about self-love, because you know, you feel good about yourself when you stand up for yourself. Like, when you can truly walk away from something or put your foot down and say, you know, enough is enough, and really put you first, that feel good. That feel good as fuck. Because it's like, oh, I'm learning, honey. I'm living and I'm learning. I'm not just living and suffering. I'm living and I'm learning. So it's really, yeah, I'm just there. Like, I'm just there. I'm ready to enjoy me. For real. Like, I beat myself up so much. Like, I'm not out here living already. Like, honey, you didn't been out on your own for over a decade now. Over a fucking decade. You was doing all right. Don't sit here and downgrade yourself. Like, you ain't been out here in this world doing your thing, because you have. You got a college degree. You done went out here and really lived and took a risk and made a family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got all these dogs and I appreciate that type of shit. People don't look at life and be like, appreciate the little things. Like, bitch, you better. Because one day you're going to miss that shit when it's gone. And I'm just great. I'm just realizing, bitch, the whole reason why motherfuckers use you is because you valuable. You are valuable. That's why they're using you. Because you have something they need. You have something they want. So why you downgrading yourself thinking you trash? No, the niggas that's using you is trash. And now that I realize that, please, I'm not about to be sitting here feeling bad over nothing. Especially when I know I'm not wrong. And I do overthink. So I know when I'm wrong and I know when I'm not wrong. And I know when I'm wrong, but I don't want to admit that I'm wrong. You feel me? I know all of that shit. So I know when I'm in the right. I know when I'm doing right. And that's why I feel good about it. Because I'm like, you know what? I'm not about to let this shit fuck with me. I was really going through it. I swear to God. I spent a good 2-3 weeks just depressed. And I'm like, man, I don't want to do this. I want to move on. I want to get better. I want to do this shit. You feel me? I'm fucking brilliant, amazing, stubborn, sexy, smart, philosophy, wee head with a good heart. Like, I'm fucking awesome. And why it take me 29 years to realize that, I don't know. Because I'm around the wrong motherfuckers and the wrong energy, you feel me? Like, I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit at all. Because I could have been selfish. I could have been doing me this whole time. You feel me? It's motherfuckers that go out here and be from the jump. Like, I ain't gonna fuck with none of y'all when I get older. But here I am groveling and begging and going back and forth, trying to hold things together, trying to be the glue. And bitch, they literally trying to throw the glue away. So I am at a point where, you know, but I'm grateful that I didn't become selfish and self-absorbed like that, because I would have left my grandma behind. And all the demons, all the darkness knows I'm back, baby. I'm back. The light is back. And that's the beautiful thing about light. Light cannot shine without darkness. And darkness is not stronger than light. That's why it flees when it shines, because it cannot contain itself in the same space as light. It's impossible. So I will do my duty as that and protect the ones that love and care about me. And honestly, I'm just gonna start living. You know, doing stuff. Like, I've been in my little shell for so long. I really have. Now it's time to come out and feel the sand in my toes and live. I deserve that. I got a right. Shit. And I'm a motherfucking user. But now, real talk though, I hope everybody having a good fucking day. I don't know where y'all living at, but I wish I was living somewhere with normal weather. I'm so sick of Michigan weather because it's so bipolar. I mean, it don't matter what year, what time of the year it is. It's just back and forth. You got the winter time. It go from below, it go to, you know, 20 degrees, then it shoot up to 50 in the daytime. I'm like, what? Hold on. It was 20 degrees last night. Now it's 50 degrees outside. Make that make sense. And it's in the middle of winter. It's almost like Texas. Like, they tell us down in Texas, you know, it can get up to 100 in Texas during the day, but then it shoot down to like the 40s and the 50s, sometimes even the 30s, the late 30s. And I'm like, what? What? At nighttime? That's like, I'm so sick of this weather. Make up your mind. I like 60, 70, 80 degree weather. I like that weather. That's nice, comfortable, decent. You know what I'm saying? Even 80 degrees, that's not horrible. It's a little warm, but you put the fan on, take your shirt off, you good. You know, sit outside and sit in the pool. But it's not too hot where you like, oh, I gotta sit in the pool the whole time or the sun burning my skin. You know. I just want this weather to make up his mind what it wanna do. My grandma said we at the Book of Regulations towards the end, so the world coming to an end anyway. That's why we having all this global warming. And I said, child, if we is, please, that would make sense. But honestly, I think it's just, well, we ain't taking care of this bitch, so it's breaking down. It's got to reinvent itself. It's got to evolve, basically. And when it evolves, it's going to evolve like it did when it was forming to make the earth itself. You know, all the volcanoes and, you know, but really, look at all the other planets. Look at how all the other planets got storms on it constantly. You mean to tell me it's storms that rage on for days and weeks and months at a time on a planet? That means it's still forming. It's evolving. Just like with the Earth, with all the volcanic rock and platonic shifting. You can do all that shifting and shit, the earth cracking up and people die. You can do all that with people on the earth. So before all that, we had to form and be on its own. So I think, you know, I think that's really what we're going through. It's just a rebirth. You know, try again. Let's see if this batch will work. And then whatever's left is what they'll find. But really, when the earth rebuilds itself like that, it's probably going to burn everything and disintegrate everything that existed. Start all over. That's what I think. But I could be wrong. Who knows? We'll see when we get on the other end of the stick, honey. Because all I know is I'm a good person. I'm a good soul. And I'm going to keep my morals and stay a good motherfucker. You know, I can't help what I do, my flaws, my sins. I can't help that. I'm human. I'm on this bitch. I'm living, and I have a right to live. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do. I'm responsible. I'm respectful. I respect people. I'm not out here doing harm, but I'm gonna live. You know, I can't be in my shell for my whole life. And I'm already cautious enough, so I already know. I already know what I gotta do. But yeah, I'm really upset at myself. I think yesterday I went to the store and I got me some shrimp. But I went and fucked it up because when I tell you, I put a little too much cayenne pepper and turmeric on my shit, and now I have pimples because I think I oversweated. Like, you know how you have like too much seasoning or something, or too much sugar, and your pores get clogged? That's what happened to me. My pores got clogged from me sweating out the seasoning. And now I got a pimple on my nose, and it's trying to form so much. Like, it's not there, but it's there. Like, you can feel the pimple, but you can probably see it. If I stood in front of you, it's just like, it's like, I'm right there, I'm right here. And I got one near my ear, and it's bothering the fuck out of me. Because I know it's not even sugar. I just literally clogged my pores from sweating. Wow. And I'm like, this bitch, I'm so sick of acne. Because I can't do nothing. Like, I can't have too much sugar. The sweating, like, I have to, because I'll get acne, and it'll be like, are you fucking serious? But yeah. Oh, update. Update on me not smoking during the day. Aha. 2 weeks later, that was a joke. Again, I told you I was stressing. But I feel better now, so I think I'm gonna stick with it. Well, I don't have a choice because I got shit to do. So I don't have a choice this time around. I'm trying to play with nobody and play with this motherfucking meat. But I did want to stop smoking during the day just due to the fact that, like, see, me, I don't smoke sativa due to the fact that I have insomnia. So it's counterproductive for me to smoke sativa during the day because I'm going to end up being up all night. And then on top of the fact, with me having insomnia from time to time, it don't make it no better. But the problem with having indica is that it knock you the fuck out. Like, you be ready to take a nap. You be ready to sit there and be like, bye. You be ready to, like, snooze, you lose type shit. And I'm realizing it's kind of deterring me from getting shit done. Not to say that I wasn't doing shit, but it was, like, extra shit I wanted to do. I wasn't doing it because I was, like, kind of lounging around. So, I'm really trying to buckle down, but I'm going to make a mission. I feel better than I did 2 weeks ago. Like, last episode, I was going through it. So, I'm kind of giving myself some grace. I'm feeling much more positive, optimistic. And now I'm having, you know, I had closure to why things were the way they were for so long. So, it's really just giving me peace. You know, at first, it was just kind of hard to accept. So, I was still, like, emotional about it subconsciously. I knew what I had to do, but it was like, damn, I don't want to do that though, but you got to do it. But nothing. If you want to have peace, do what you got to do. So now that I'm at that point, it's like, okay. All right. But yeah, I'm just at a point where I realized that I was the light, you know, and that's why motherfuckers are trying to dim me. That's why motherfuckers are trying to take me out. Because I'm the light. I'm the light. I'm what you need, what you're looking for. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here. You busted up. And that's how Mary had a motherfucking little lamb. Call me big bitch. Tell me why not reach me. Look, I hate that. Everybody would be calling me when I'm doing my podcast. This is 1 hour. Y'all can't give me one motherfucking hour. You're going to have to wait, buddy. All right? Because I'm busy. Okay? I got to go to my fans. My dear public. They need me. They need me. They're asking for me. They're asking for the man in the mirror. Don't you hate that though? Like when somebody calling you and you don't want to hang up on them because you know that if you hang up too fast, then you saw the call and they know that you saw the call and you hung up anyway. I hate that. So I literally have to like let it be on my screen and let it sit. Luckily, what I do for y'all is you notice you don't hear any. You don't hear none of that because I took the fucking sounds off my phone. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful fucking thing. Did not know that it was that simple. Get mad at myself because, bitch, you didn't put the sound off. Now you got all that interference in the fucking audio. If I went back to Spec Tower right now and I showed them an episode of me and my phone vibrating like that, they would be pissed. They would appreciate the background music. They would like that. That was a nice little touch to it. But when they hear that interference, they're like, uh-uh, what you doing? Come on now, you know better than that. We need to take back this. No. I got it. I'm sorry. So, I am, yeah. Ooh, child, sorry. Ooh, we've been talking for 30 minutes? Let me find out. I've been talking for half an hour. This one went fast. Okay. I was not realizing that. Ooh. Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to turn around. Ooh, I'm trying to lay down, actually. Oh, shit. Hold on. You know how you was comfortable and then you turn on the other side and now you trying to get comfortable? That's what's going on. Okay, there we go. Ooh. But yeah, y'all stay blessed. Y'all stay awesome. And remember, just like that Everest commercial, if I could do it, you could do it too. For real, okay? Now, I guess we could just get into the story time. I'm going to be talking about my second threesome. And it's really making me sound like a whore, but honey, I just did a little living. I lived from 18 to 19. Let me say 18, 19, 20, and part of my 21s. So from like 18 to 21, I was having a little fun. So I just did a burst of stuff. Not like every day, but it was just like, okay. It was because normally I don't do nothing at all. So me doing something was like, wow. But then after I got 21, I was like, I want to get back to school, focus back on me. And I kind of paused and took a little break. And I was by myself. And then 22, I put my foot down. I said, I'm going back to school. And I did. And then once I was 22, well, I ended up getting a relationship. So it's been, yeah. And now I'm almost 30. I'm 29, about to be 29 this year. So yeah, that's all. Like, I'm trying to live, motherfucker. I'm trying to do my thing. But to speak on the story time, this is what it was. Y'all already heard about my first threesome. With the guy and the girl. You know, I did a little song, you know. But this was with my ex and his friend. So, he was... My ex had this friend or whatever. And they really liked me. And his friend was always flirting with me. His friend was always, like, real flirtatious. And it's really just because of my muscles, like... You know, everybody kind of put a little sympathy and feel for me because of my disability. But then they'd be like, damn, you know, he hot, he attractive. You know, he look good. And he was always flirting with me. He always wanted me to fuck him. You know what I'm saying? But, you know. My ex was like, well, you know, we just friends. He ain't touching you. You mine. That type of thing. But for whatever reason, we was, you know, months down the line, me, him, and his friend was hanging out. And, you know, it just got to a point where he wanted to try me. He wanted to have a little fun with us. So he was talking to my ex, whatever at the time. They made up a little arrangement to, like, you know, come over and chill. So my ex starts, you know, he hanging out with me at my house. So he started cleaning up my room and we started doing shit. And I'm like, why are you cleaning up my room? What you? I said, for all my friends, you know, such and such coming over. I'm like, okay. But why are you cleaning up, like, you know, it's such a big deal? Because we trying to fool around. So he cleaned up my room and shit. His friend come over. We chilling in a bit, like, and we was in our early 20s, 19, 18, you feel me? So I'm the oldest out of all of them. They're younger than me. They're a few years younger than me. I'm at this point, I'm like 20. And I think, yeah, my ex was 18, I was 20. His friend was 19. We was all, like, real close to age, but it was, like, or, no, his friend, I think his friend was 21. His friend was 21, because his friend was able to go to the liquor store and get us something to drink, because I couldn't get nothing. Yeah, I couldn't get nothing. But his friend could, so. Yeah, so, he was older than me. Yeah, he was older than me. So, we chilling, and you know, I'm all being shy and shit. I'm not about to make the first move. If y'all made this arrangement, y'all want to do this shit, and I'm this hot little motherfucker, come on. Come at me, shit. And so we sitting there or whatever, and his friend, you know, he started being flirtatious. So, you know, I lay on the bed or whatever, and, you know, we looking at TV or whatever. And so, you know, he's sitting next to me, and he put his leg on my leg. And, you know, he rubbing it or whatever, trying to be cute. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, oh, the party getting started. Like, we getting started or whatever. So, you know, he took off his shirt or whatever. And, you know, he like, oh, you know, let's suck my nipples real quick. Give me hard. I literally sucked this nigga nipples for like 2 seconds. And when I tell you, my ex was so jealous. I was like 2 seconds, and then I sat back down and did my thing. This motherfucker got jealous and was looking all suspicious. He sat there, and mind you, he was the one that initiated this. I didn't want to sleep with his friend. I knew his friend wanted to sleep with me, but I'm in a relationship. I'm not trying to really fuck around like that. I'm not messy like that. But, hey, if you gonna initiate it, set it up, and bring him here, okay. That's on you. You don't feel that bad about it. You know what I'm saying? And that's something they did. That, like, he didn't tell me nothing about it. He didn't say, oh, we about to fly. He told me after he had already set it up when his friend was about to come over. And that's why he cleaned up. So he knew what was going on. He knew the game plan. And he set it up. So that's why I was looking surprised that he was so jealous, because I'm like, what did you think? Your friend said he wanted to sleep with me. He didn't say he wanted to sleep with you. I didn't know. And that's one of the reasons why I don't have threesomes. I had a threesome when I was 18 just because, well, I wanted to try it. I wanted to experience life. I wanted to do something that was a bad boy experience. And then I got to be with a girl. So it's kind of like I had my little bisexual threesome. Like, that's what's up. But then, yeah, I didn't have a threesome, initiate the threesome with my ex, you know, when it was two niggas, because I was like, well, I know how that shit, it was messy with the guy and the girl, because he trying to play like I wasn't sucking his dick. And he wasn't hard. And then he trying to act straight. I don't got time for that. And then you get in a relationship with somebody and you're like, oh, let's have a threesome. And then they get jealous, or you get more involved with the girl than the person that you actually with. And then that's a problem. So it's like, why initiate it? So I didn't. But I knew his friend wanted to be with me. He was flirting with me for the longest. Ever since I got with him, my ex, his friend had been trying to flirt with me. So that's why he initiated, okay, let's hook up, let's do something. So why are you mad? If you and your friend made this initiative for this threesome, why you get mad that I'm indulging? You feel me? And then you didn't tell me until after y'all set it up. So you couldn't have felt that bad about it. But I think the problem was he thought I was just going to be into him and not his friend. But I'm like, no. I mean, if that's what you want to do, then I'm about to enjoy myself. I'm not about to sit here and, you know, play dumb. Now, am I going to talk to him afterwards? No. But I'm about to seize the moment. You know, I don't do shit. And we all clean. We all tested and shit. So I don't do shit. So I'm about to enjoy it in the moment. Like, no. Am I going to be going behind your back after this day is over and trying to hit him up? No. Because one, that's too premeditated. Three, like I said, I'm an overthinker and a worrier. And I'm big on my moral compass. Like, I'm really big on my morals. That's my Capricorn moon in me. I'm really big on my morals. Like, I might get petty and mad at somebody, but there is a limit to what I will do because I know how I feel about myself. I'm gonna beat myself about how what I do more than you gonna give a fuck about it. You feel me? So I don't play like that, you know. But am I gonna enjoy the moment that you set up and initiated? Hell yeah, hell yeah. And he didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. And when I tell you, it went sour so fast. I mean, I had a little fun. Tucked a little nipple, got a little head. But it was just crazy at the fact that people be trying to be so big and bad. And then when you, and I think the problem is like, I'm not normally the one that is a bad boy. So when I do have those little spontaneous moments, people don't know how to take it. They're like, oh, wait a minute, you're supposed to be in the back in the shadows. No, bitch, I can come out sometime and play. I can be a bad boy too. You know, I'm just not doing it every day. And so we sitting there and making out. And at this point, I'm like, I'm just, you know, messing around with his friend, and my ex has literally turned on the other side of the bed towards the wall, pouting with his hands folded, like pouting. And I'm sitting there like, okay. So we sit there for a minute. I sit there for like 2 minutes and I enjoy it. But then after a while, it got uncomfortable because it's like, okay, now I feel like I'm just sitting here and it's all awkward. So we end up stopping or whatever. But we had a whole argument about like what I'm saying about him being upset. He was literally like, oh, you weren't supposed to be all over him. You're supposed to be all over me. Honey, you made this threesome. You made this initiative for the threesome. And I see you every day. This is something new. And I don't do this. I'm not going to hit him up after that. But you brung him up in here and got him naked. So guess what? I'm going to enjoy it. And he wanted to do that anyway. And I'm going to give you a perfect example of me not doing it once we were done. Fast forward maybe 6 months to 7 months later, close to a year. He come back. Now, me and my ex then broke up at this point. I'm almost 21 at this point, if not 21. We come back. He come back around. My ex then broke up with me. We done. And he wanna fuck his friend. He wanna fuck. Now, I made the initiative. I'm like, okay, come over. But in the moment, I said, nope. He sat there. Now, you know how these bottoms do, which is why I looked it up on Twitter. Funny thing. You got top versus bottom. I looked up this thing called, there's this new phrase called side. Now, I don't know if it's old or not, so shut the fuck up. I'm not all into the gay lingo. But side means you do everything except for anal penetration, meaning you don't fuck me and I don't fuck you. But we can eat the booty for groceries. We can butt plugs, vibrators, fingers, all that type of shit. Just not a dick-shaped, phallic-shaped, you know, because I don't like it. I don't like anal. And I don't like fucking because I'm hurting the other person. We sitting here for half an hour hurting each other so we can get a nut. That's not going to keep me hard. I'm going to get soft. So, I am a side. I identify as a side. Because I like to do everything else except for the dick stuff. Like, I don't want to stick my dick in your booty hole. And I don't want you sticking your dick in my booty hole. Because we done seen the pornos. And we see them, you know, in pain like that. That shit not cool. I don't like it. So, I don't like to do it or to receive it. You know. So, I sat there. And you know how the bottoms do. He didn't eat nothing. It's early in the morning. He expecting he gonna get fucked and then go eat. He didn't eat shit. Because he wanted to make sure he stayed clean. And I did. I got hired a little bit. I want the fuck. But I just thought about it in the moment. Like, you know what? That's your friend. I don't want to come back. I don't want to go behind your back after we broke up and cheat on you like that. And I don't want to be a messy person. I don't want to be a messy person like that. So I was like, fuck it. We sat there and I nonchalant, passive aggressively, just chilled. You know, we kind of just sat there in awkward silence for like a good hour. And then he peeped, like, okay, we're not gonna fuck. And so he was like, hey, you know, I'm gonna get going, I'll hit you up. And he was like, okay, cool, thanks for hanging out with me. Because he realized we was about to fuck. I'm just like, yeah, I'm not about to do that. Because like I said, I have a moral compass. At the end of the day, I'm not about to sit here. Yes, I know in the moment I could do some dirty shit, but how am I gonna feel about myself? And then what if he did have something? What if he did have something and I got infected? Then that's my karma for being a cocky bitch. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know. So I'm kind of happy that I be talking big and bad in the beginning, but then I be thinking about it afterwards because I'm like, okay, you gotta be smart. You know, but that don't mean you can't have a little fun. And see, I'm a lot older and a lot wiser now. That was almost 10 years ago. So I know how to be out here in the world. I know how to handle myself better. But, that's how I know it was about seizing the moment and not, oh, I really want to fuck with you. No. I was just enjoying the moment. If you put food in my face and said, here, here's dinner, I'm not going to eat it. Come on now. But now am I going to go to the store and make dinner and not make you some? No. I wouldn't do that. But if you make me dinner, yeah, I'm going to eat it. Shit, you just made it. You put it in my face. You must want me to have it. So, yeah. I did a few little things back in the day. And I'm still going. Shit, I'm gonna do some more stuff. But you know, that was another thing. I have to look at my life. I'm like, boy, you ain't even did nothing. Like, you done did a little something in your life, but you ain't did shit. It's motherfuckers that's got multiple hoes. Got side hoes, got baby mamas, on the DL, got boyfriends, and they fucking and sucking every day. Multiple things, multiple people. You ain't doing shit. You had a little something here and there. You had a little something there and there. You know, I be beating myself up about every little thing I do and being overcritical. For what? For what? For what? Because you want to live and come out your shell every now and again. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're supposed to. You're supposed to come out your shell. So, yeah. Am I going to have a threesome again? No. Absolutely not. I can barely trust one person, much less two. It's actually funny, though, because I was talking to this dude, and he had a... he had a girlfriend, and he wanted to ask me if I wanted to be in a polyamorous relationship with him, with his girlfriend. And I swear to God, when I first came out, like when I was first coming into my sexuality, I had watched this movie with Alec Baldwin. I don't know if it's the right one, but one of the Baldwin brothers was in this movie called Threesome, and like the 90s or 80s or whatever, and it was with another dude and another guy, and they was from college, and they, you know, they fooled around and enjoyed each other, and them two, the two dudes, didn't really do nothing until like towards the end. Like he wouldn't even let him touch his ass while they were making out, but at some point he was like, nah, you can touch my ass, you know, you can be sexual with me. And I just really thought that was so hot. I thought that was like the best of both worlds. And I thought, well, I'm not gay if I have a polyamorous relationship, right? Because I'm with a girl. But now that I'm older and I'm seeing how the world is, I'm like, I wouldn't want to have a fucking polyamorous relationship. People are manipulative and twisted. And basically, if you get tired of one, you just can go to the other one. So you can have a whole relationship while you kick the other one to the curb, or while that one's not the favorite. You feel me? Because with two people, there's no favorite. There's just you and I. We're equals. But when you got more than, you know, more than an equal amount, then somebody gonna be the weaker link. It's just always like that. I don't know why. But yeah. I swear to God, I'm nervous, cause we have like literally 3 more minutes left before 55 minutes come up, and I'm nervous than a bitch. Because again, I have not taken the time to make a separate episode. But see, that's the thing with Anchor, they know when I'm not talking. Like, I tried that already. I did that one time where I didn't talk on here, and I tried to like let it run.
Yeah.
They literally cut the video off because it was like, when you talk, there's little sound waves that go up and down. So the algorithm and the system realized that I wasn't talking, so there was no need to continue the recording. So you can't even do like a test run because you're really... I'm on here for a whole hour, so I think that's the problem. But hopefully this is not gonna glitch. I'm still gonna say my little catchphrase towards the end, but just in case, I'm gonna keep it going. Give y'all guys back that little 5 minutes, cause I think that's what it was. I think it was just a malfunction. Hold on. That was the side conversation of the blah to the bleep. Oh, look at that, y'all. It's fixed. It's fucking fixed. Check it out. I got the full minute with you guys. The full 5 minutes. Look at that. I don't know if you guys heard it, the whole thing. I was talking about the dogs, but y'all heard it. I don't give a fuck. We was in the I'm so glad they fixed the update. Oh my god. That is so nice. Now I can give y'all a full episode. Cause I was like, I missed that little 5 minutes. You know? But thank y'all for listening to my little rants. And my little raves. I really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me for 34 episodes. This is a dream come true, man. Cause this is really just me making my mark. Saying, hey, I want to do something, and I'm doing it. And I'm sticking with it. I'm really proud of myself. And I'm proud of y'all, and I love y'all. And thank you for listening to my little rant and rave for today. Stay blessed, less stressed. I have a more update on my smoking. Because really, I'm trying to do it to save money. If I smoke only once a day, I'm literally doubling my inventory. You feel me? So I just really want to get on to disciplining myself a little bit more. I feel like I do that enough, but it's important. Life is about growth, discipline, strength, patience, perseverance. You know, all the big shit. And I just really want to focus on, you know, the chapter of me. So, because I swear to God, I was looking at, I had made this video on TikTok. And I got back on TikTok, y'all. That was another thing. I got back on TikTok. You know, my views is pretty low because I haven't been on there for a while and the algorithm's changed. But honestly, the algorithm just needs to see more of my own original sound and I should be good. But I got back on TikTok, so I feel good. I told y'all I was gonna get back on there and I did. I got the shits together. I'm just gonna be posting my music. No sexy videos right now, just due to the fact that, like, it's a little cliche. I'm making a few funny videos, but I'm not overdoing it. It won't be like the sexual stuff I did before. If I do make something sexual, it'll be pertaining to, like, whatever I'm doing. Hold on. I thought the dog was up here. I guess not. But nah, so yeah, I'm back on TikTok, so checking it out. If you want to check out any of my crazy videos, go to my Instagram. If you want to go, peace, love, light, good night.